How to Bring Up Children by Frank Kennedy, the Dutch philosopher, Edison Record. Children are a necessary evil. There's many different kinds of children. For instance, there's the good boy who goes to Sunday school. When he grows up, he becomes cashier in a bank. And he finally skips to Canada with all the money he can get a hold of and some other fella's wife in the bargain. Then there's the bad boy who fights with the other boys. When he grows up, he becomes a prize fighter. He takes the drink. He goes from worse to worse till at last he becomes governor and stands a good chance of being president. Then there's the inquisitive boy. That's the worst boy in the whole crowd. I remember one inquisitive boy in particular. One day he says to his mother, "Mother, are all women angels?" His mother was tickled to death and she says, "Yes, my son, all women are angels." He says, "Do they fly?" His mother says, "Why do you ask that, my son?" And that wretched boy said, "Mama, last night I saw Papa kiss the servant girl and call her an angel. Will she fly?" His mother says, "You can bet your sweet life she will, my son, the first thing in the morning." And she did. Children are divided into two classes, the male and the female. My favorite child is a female between the ages of 18 and 25. My brother hasn't got any children. He lives in a flat and the janitor won't let him bring him up. But mothers and fathers, always be kind and thoughtful of your children. And when you get old and feeble, when life's race is nearly run, that boy or girl will come home some cold night and grab you by the neck and throw you out into the street. But seriously, parents, always find out what profession your child wishes to follow, encourage him in that, and he'll become successful. Now, my son is naturally a sport, and last Christmas, instead of buying him a sled and a pair of skates, I bought him a bull pup. I brought the dog home, and the boy was sick to the death. After supper, we don't need a parlor. He says, "Father, would you take off?" I said, "How'd you get it?" He says, "Kneel down." I knelt down. He got on the other side of the room and grabbed the dog by the ears. He says, "Papa growl." I growl. He says, "Sick him tight." "Did he sick, Schultz?" "Yes, and he made me sick." He grabbed me by the nose and dragged me down 5 flights of stairs. As soon as I could catch my breath, I says, "Boy, take that dog off. What do you suppose?"